Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're talking with you today after the first of the joint practices with the New Orleans Saints. And, Bob, before we get to practice, our primary storyline again today is Julian Edelman. He left practice early with what we think is a left foot injury. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it was a very good start for Julian Edelman out there in the one-on-one drills to begin this joint practice. In fact, going up against Von Bell, highly touted rookie out of Ohio State, Julian Edelman gave him a little shake with the shoulder and a head move and then found himself open, running routes crisply, getting open consistently for his quarterbacks. And then, as you noted, he did leave practice. He walked off the field, sat on the cart for some time, and then walked down the conditioning hill, disappearing from our view. So obviously we wait with bated breath on his status and whatever health ramifications there are from what we saw today regarding Julian Edelman's future, whether it's short-term or, of course, long-term.
Now, if Bob, he is hurt and he has to miss more extended time, how does it affect the way that the Patriots approach camp? Are they getting more receivers ready to fill that role?
Well, Bill Belichick recently said the camp competition at wide receiver has been as good, as deep as any that he can recall, at least in recent memory. And we're seeing guys that have shown the capability of playing significant reps in very important games for this team out here thus far in training camp. We're going to find out a lot more in these coming weeks about youngsters like DeAndre Carter, about second-year receiver Chris Harper, who's here, of course, often on the practice squad last year, or a veteran like Nate Washington. He's had some slot experience in the past with Tennessee, different kind of slot receiver, but nonetheless, this is a guy with 12 years under his belt in the NFL. And then there's somebody like Chris Hogan, who's had that versatility. And then, of course, there's number 80 Danny Amendola. All that's assuming Julian Edelman doesn't come back sooner rather than later. But as mentioned, we don't know his status as we speak immediately after practice.
All right, Bob, so if we jump into practice, there's a rivalry brewing between Malcolm Butler and Brandon Cooks. Did you find that matchup as intriguing as I did?
Started to percolate last year at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and it was one to watch throughout today's practices, whether it was the one-on-one drills early. Cooks seemed to have the upper hand in those. Then when they started the team drills, Malcolm Butler had a nice breakup on a corner around the back of the end zone. But Cooks came back against Butler thanks to the precision of Drew Brees and the outstanding receiving abilities of Brandon Cooks. That's a great matchup. Not sure how much of it we're going to see tomorrow, how intense it will be, but looking forward to potentially seeing that on Thursday night in the exhibition game.
And Malcolm Butler complimented both Brandon Cooks and Drew Brees after practice. Now, Bob, as we look forward to tomorrow, how do you expect practice to run? What are things you're going to be looking for?
Bill Belichick was asked about that a few days ago, and he indicated that they might scale it back tomorrow, and that would be the anticipation going into the practice the day before the first exhibition game. But I recall what it was like a couple of years ago in Richmond, Virginia, when the Patriots went head-to-head with the Washington Redskins, and that was a very intense practice, and we didn't see a lot of the regulars in that first preseason game. In fact, Jimmy Garoppolo played a significant number of snaps in that contest as a rookie. So you still have to wonder if things might be a little bit different than promised or at least suggested by the head coach a few days ago. But I would expect them at this point to scale it back a bit.
All right. Well, Bob and I will be out there tomorrow to get you all of the updates from the joint practices with the New Orleans Saints. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.